There is no doubt within Islam, no matter what sect you talk about, they all believe in the concept of the Mahdi, which means the rightly guided one. And they all agree that he will come in the final period and will rid the world of wrongdoing, injustice and tyranny. The Holy Quran and traditions interpret that the referent of this verse is that the Mahdi alayhi salam will rid the earth of injustice. Also, many traditions have interpreted many other verses as relating to the Mahdi alayhi salam. From narrations, there is no denying the fact that the Mahdi alayhi salam will surely come. Even if there was one day left in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone to bring justice to the earth. When we look at the number of narrations on the Mahdi, there is no doubt that we share a common belief on this idea. For example, 657 hadith on the appearance of the Mahdi, 214 hadith which describe him from the children of Imam Ali alayhi salam, 196 hadith describe him from the children of Fatima alayhi salam, and 318 hadith which describe him which he will live for a very long time. There is no denying that the Mahdi alayhi salam will come. Where we hold discrepancies is that we believe that he is already born and they believe he is not born yet. Let's answer a few questions regarding the Mahdi alayhi salam. How can there be an imam who is not present among the people? We see examples in the Holy Quran where there have been prophets that had left people for some time. For example, the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, where he left his people for 30 days and then 10 more. This is just a comparison that there was a prophet of God who had left their people for a period of time. Another example is of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, where he left the people when he was in the belly of the whale. Now, of course, it's not 1200 years, but their prophethood still continued and did not stop while they were not present, and the same goes for an imam. Just because we are not aware of the benefits of an imam in occultation, it doesn't mean there is no benefit. Occultation does not mean that the imam is not able to help us in different ways. When we look at the story of Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, we see that Khidr does some things. He puts a hole in a boat, he builds a wall, and etc. Yet he benefited the people, yet if the people knew about it, they would have stopped him. In the same way, the imam does things for us on a day-to-day basis, and if we were to know he was doing it, we will try to prevent him because we don't have the wisdom to know why he is doing something. A famous narration says on how the imam benefits people in his occultation is similar to the way the sun benefits people, though it may be behind the clouds. Question 2. How can the imam live for so long? The Quran says about Nuh alayhi salam that he guided his people for 950 years, and history books show that he lived much longer, some even say up to 3000 years. Also, in the story of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, if God can keep Yunus in the belly of the whale till the end of time, then why is it difficult to keep the imam alive till now? There are many examples from other prophets and jinn that their life is still maintained till now when one studies through this.